Have you ever wanted to know what it feels like to have your bottom penetrated by the pointed, bony projection of a mythical animal? Of course you do! This is Max Chameleon.
And this is Lily Chameleon.
Welcome to the first audio review for Carnal Chameleon.
Woohoo!
Yeah, so we're going to try this. It's a little bit different. I'm getting sick and tired of writing, and that's cool. I'll still will be doing some written things on the website, you know, for special subjects, that sort of thing. But I figured we'd try this for reviews because it's a lot more fun. And there will, of course, be transcripts available on the website so that, you know, if you like reading stuff, that will be there. This just helps us stay a little bit more motivated. So up first, we have the Unicorn Horn by Split Peaches. As you know, we here at Carnal Chameleon have a thing for fantasy toys, and of course, this toy being a unicorn horn, it's a fantasy toy. It was also a gift from our good friend and Trisexuals co-host, Kit Curious. So thank you! Thank you, Kit! A lot of fun. So, what's in a unicorn horn? Well, you should be asking, what unicorn horn is going in you? The Unicorn Horn by Split Peaches is made out of platinum silicone. The version that we have is a 6-inch version, but they also come in 8-inch and 11-inch versions. But oh my goodness, that is really big. 11 inches is just crazy.
Yeah, I don't think I could fit that.
I think I prefer the small pony-sized unicorns over the full-size unicorns. This toy has a great shape. As you'd expect from a unicorn horn, it features basically two rounded bands that twist along the outside and taper a bit. The quote-unquote point is actually fairly rounded and not at all pucker-inducing. Unicorn horn also features a nice flared base, so you'll end up losing this mythical creature in your underwood. I really like this toy. The shape is subtle, and it's very gentle for my pansy pooper.
Which we all know Max has.
Yes, we gotta always talk about the pansy pooper. The ribs are smooth and help ripple as it slides in. Of course, they also twist in a screw formation, so the unicorn horn can be twisted one way for easier insertion and the other for a fun sensation. My favorite part? Being pegged by my sweet Lily Unicorn. Nothing is more exciting than seeing her coming at me with the horn attached to the harness. I bow to my unicorn goddess. Lily, why don't you tell us a little bit of what you think?
Well, Max, it's a great little toy for both back-end and friend play. However, for me, I found it most enjoyable in the back-end play. That is to say, it's still enjoyable in the front-end, I just preferred it in the back. The ripples add for an amazing experience. The blunt tip made for easy entry into both back- and front-end play. The color of the toy is really awesome. I love the metallic look to it, and there's tiny little sparkles. I kind of wish there was a little bit more sparkle, but a little subtlety is always good.
A little bit more unicorn magic?
Yeah, I could deal with a little bit more unicorn magic going in, in and out of me.
Well, you saw they also have, Split Peaches also offers rainbow colored toys, which is of course funny because the whole thing with, you know, unicorns pooping rainbows.
Well, unicorns always poop rainbows and sprinkles. It makes sense. But yeah, I've actually quite enjoyed it.
So in conclusion, Split Peaches toys are right up our alley. Fun themes, fun colors, and perhaps a little less than 100% serious. This is how we like our toys. The Unicorn Horn is a great purchase even if you don't plan on using it for the bedroom. You can always mount it in your living room and talk about your days as a unicorn hunter.
And for that, I do recommend the 11-inch.
Yeah, that's a good point. You want to go for the big unicorns if you're going to be taking them out. So that just about does it for us today. This is Max Chameleon.
And this is Lily Chameleon.
Remember, always be yourself. Unless you could be a unicorn, then obviously you should always be a unicorn.
Well, duh!
Thanks for listening to this Carnal Chameleon audio review. Pictures, text, and links for this review can be found at carnalchameleon.com. If you enjoy getting your sex talk on through audio format, you may also enjoy our podcast, The Trisexuals. Visit trisexualsmedia.com. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm @RandyChameleon, and Lily is @LilyChameleon.